It's a very good morning, good afternoon, sanibonani, dumelang, afsheni, molweni, bonjour, from Cape to Cairo, wherever you're streaming us on the globe. Welcome to this edition of Famous Friday, a platform where you can be highly, highly interactive with us and also engage in your favorite South African celebrities and find out what they're doing, what they're busy with, and also a platform that you can subscribe to. All you just have to do is to go to www.dailysun.co.za and subscribe to the Famous Friday podcast. Once again, it's our elevator conversation today, and today, arguably, we have one of the songstresses of the greatest songstresses in South African music industry at this point in time. And yeah, she is currently, I think, the soundtrack of all things Africa, if we were to put it like that. Born and bred in Butterworth in the Eastern Cape. She's famously known for dropping they call it much anticipated album, Ukukhanya, in February 2002. She has been on the ascendancy since then, and she is flying high and shining bright like a diamond, as Rihanna would say. On Famous Friday today, we have the lovely, the beautiful, the ever-shining, ever-glowing. There are not too many adjectives to describe her because we need the whole entire show to do that. We have Yves Manxeba. Yves Manxeba, welcome to Famous Friday.
Oh, wow. What an amazing intro. Wow, I feel so blessed at this moment. Like, that was such an amazing intro. Thank you so much. I'd like to greet everyone in this amazing podcast by the most handsome 32-year-old.
You know, you see people who have the memo. I love people who have the memo. Love it. Look, I mean, yeah. How has life been since the drop of Ukang?
You know, life has been full of Ukukhanya, the light, and you know, you mentioned I'm shining bright like a diamond,
yes,
as Rihanna said. And so, yeah, you know, since I've released my second album, Ukukhanya, my life has been just days of Ukukhanya, because I say that because, you know, coming from a very dark place, and now having to get into studio and record me getting out of that space. So it's only light and high vibration.
It's amazing. If someone hasn't listened to your album, I don't know which rock they're living under. Talk to us about talk to us about the album. Talk to us about who you worked with on the album. And are you still sort of pushing the album now, or are we now working on brand new material?
Okay. You know, since I've released my album, Ukukhanya, so many things have happened for me as Yves Manxeba. And, you know, the music comes from, like I said, it's a space, the space that I was coming from, the dark place, and then having to overcome loss and, you know, so many changes in life, because, you know, I think I've grown so much as an individual from experiencing all of that I experienced during that time. And then when I hit the studio, it was easy for me to say, listen, I am here, I have overcome, and I am here to stay, you know. And I say that because, you know, I had to be on a forced sabbatical. Like, I couldn't even sing, I couldn't write, I couldn't do anything, because I think it was just a life shock for me. So when I was, you know, given the opportunity to get back into studio and write and record, it was so, you know, it was so changing, because even as a vocalist, I'm no longer the same vocalist I was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And so, you know, even the producers that worked with me, like from Mr. Brown, Siyahlekani, K-Soul, I think everything was just spiritual, in the sense of, you know, I was led to my producers because of energy And so it was not a choice of, I want to work with this one. I was led to the producers that I worked with, and I'm so thankful for that, because everything made sense. And it's Iacho on the album, because it's 11-track album that I penned myself. And even though I collaborated with two artists, an artist called May Jack and Romo, it was an honest piece coming from my heart. And so currently now I'm pushing a single called Nigga Nigga from the album. Mm. However, I'm releasing the deluxe of the Ukukanya album next year. So I'm looking forward to that. But currently I'm pushing the tracks that I'm pushing now, and also collaborating with other artists. So it's a really exciting time for me.
Can you clarify us a bit about the collaborations, and also a bit about the deluxe album? How is it going to be different? Okay. What are you going to spice it up? You know, with deluxe, obviously, there's a cherry on top. There's something, there's a to it. So what are you adding to it? Or what are you going to be treating us with, which people did not mind gotten with the first album?
Yeah, I've actually added four tracks from the album, and you know, those tracks were like a list of tracks that came from my dreams. I do dream, you know, so I had to put them in the deluxe album. And I've got a track called Itembalam, I've got a track called Sobabini, and Nigga Nigga is also coming from the deluxe. Okay. Even though it's a single. And then I've got a track called Umnandi. So all of those tracks are very, like, close to my heart, and I just wanted to add them, you know, especially after the album's been doing so well and people have received me so well all over the world. And so, you know, it was like, okay, let me give this part of me, you know. And so, yeah, the deluxe album came about, and I can't wait. It's coming out next year in January, even though I released the single, which is Onika Nika, on the 4th of November. However, the exciting collab is coming, because as much as I'm a soul artist, I'm an artist. Mm. So if the message for me is given to people in all forms, I am happy, because now it means that I've done my work as a messenger. So I'm looking forward to people looking for me. Yeah.
It sounds absolutely fantastic. Talk to us quickly about the importance of being self-aware. I mean, if someone listens to you, you literally are in frequency with your entire self. And I suppose maybe it's experience, and it's life experience that has brought that. But how important is it for an artist and as a creative, first and foremost, to be totally in tune with yourself? Because I suppose then whatever that you put out, it is maybe an extension of yourself.
Wow, I actually needed that question, because I think when I started, for me, I knew I could sing, and I did record music. But like I said, I think that, well, the losses and everything that happened to me in this space of 6 years, and it's a space, that's when I got to find myself. Mm. And that's when I got to know things about who I am that I didn't know. And it's unfortunate for me, I got to know all of the spirituality and the enlightenment of self by myself, because I lost my mom and dad in a very short space of time. Sure. So I think the game changed for me, like life literally changed for me. And I will say that it is important to go through all the phases, because right now, anyone who comes to me and says, "Ungubani," I know exactly who I am, because I got to learn about myself during that space. And even as a vocalist, I am a completely different person. Even on stage, like, I'm so connected, unlike when I started off. And I think it is really important as an artist and as an individual to connect with yourself and to realize that there are other forces that make us, you know, and to be the people that we are. And, you know, for me, that was the best ever thing that I faced, and that has made me the person that I am right now. So I'm highly thankful, and it's really important to know who you are. So my message is that you need to let life happen, and you need to know who you are. So for me, yeah, that's my message.
Eve's for president. Anyone? Yes. For president. I mean, on a lighter note, what is the one thing your fans don't know of you, which they might find interesting?
Oh, one thing that my fans don't know about me is the fact that I'm a great cook. And okay, yeah, they'll probably find that interesting. But however, I'm a great cook, and I'm also good with my hands. The hair and beauty industry. Oh. Like, I grew up in that space, and for years I was in that girl that worked with my mom at her own salon. And so, you know, it really becomes tricky when people that I used to do their hair back in the day, they're like, "Hi, well, Yvonne, like, you do, okay, Yvonne's my real name.
Okay.
This is my stage." So they're like, "Hi, well, Yvonne, I didn't know that you can sing. Like, you used to do my hair." And I'm like, "Okay, well, this is me right yes. now." And, you know, yeah, I guess it's the hair, and I can really cook. Like, I can cook shit.
Amazing combination. Those who have cows.
Another interesting thing, obviously, but I think the highlights, my first love or second love is ukupheka, and also, you know, the hair. So, yeah, those are part of who I am.
Lovely. Abani inkomo, abani ama elefanti, abana zonke izinto lezo. They can start investing now.
The gomos are allowed, because I will say that my first ever hit single was Mayeza Nditikiwe. And in that's the first song I ever wrote. And so the line there says Mayeza, Mayeza Omanume Bisiza,
Ningomoza. Okay.
But in that situation, it's like, I'm leaving you Nditikiwe. So yes. It's like, yeah, you know, but now I do, you know, like, I've healed, and I need, you know, someone out there who think I'm.
Don't worry. Do not, Wena. Got to. Quickly, festive season is upon us. How do the tour dates look like? Where can people catch you?
I released my single on the 4th of November, so I'm starting to be gigging. I'll be doing a gig this weekend in Johannesburg. However, it's a private gig. Mm-hmm. And also, I am in Butterworth on the 18th of November. There's an amazing show that's going to be happening there alongside Abo Luan Lungulu and Abo DJ Kabila and them. However, you know, people can follow me on my socials. At Eve Manweba, and you know, that's where, you know, everything of mine will be
put. Look, congratulations. Yeah, congratulations on everything. I wish you nothing but the best. May the good God keep you, keep shining, keep glowing, keep aligned with yourself. I think it's the most beautiful and the most attractive thing in a human being. A person who's self-assured, who knows self, and who need a world, in a world that is very, that can sway you from left to right. It's beautiful. Yeah. It is beautiful to find somebody who is aligned, and it is reflective in the creative and in the body of work that she does. Thank you so much for having a conversation with us.
Thank you so much. It was lovely. It was too lovely.
Please keep us in the loop in terms of the deluxe album. Né?
I will definitely keep in touch with the deluxe album that's coming out also. And people, please buy and stream and download my music.
They will. I will push them. Don't
thank
worry.
Thank you so much.
Please, Manqaba, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye. Fascinating conversation with Eve Manqaba. Catch her brand new single. As she said, it's out and about across all platforms. You can be able to stream that. Ukukhanya album is also The deluxe album is about to drop as well in the month of January, the most important, the most special month on the year. You can also catch that. But as another thing that you can do is to then catch us on www.dailysun.co.za, and you can click on the subscribe button at the top, Famous Friday, and you can be highly interactive with us and tell us who else would you love to see on our amazing platform. Do also then be part and parcel of our newsletter as well. It's got all amazing content. This podcast, and we've got many other podcasts as well. Some of our news and some of all the other articles that we have, dedicated content for you. But once again, from me, Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 32-year-old on this side of the equator, it's bye for now. Shop, shop.